Greg.
Good morning, please raise your hand.
Thank you. Please raise your hand if sometimes you feel like you do not know how to pray. Many of us feel sometimes, if not a lot of the time, that we do not know how to pray. And if this is true for us, then we actually have good news today, because we are in good company. In our gospel today, the disciples go to our Lord and they say to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." So even the disciples, the ones who are the closest companions to our Lord, the ones who live with him and follow him and eat with him and listen to him, even they admit that sometimes they feel that they do not know how to pray. They need help with prayer. And so if you raise your hand, then that just means that you're like the disciples. And today in our gospel, our Lord teaches us how to pray. That's really what this whole gospel is about. Our Lord teaches his disciples how to pray. So if you raised your hand because you feel like you don't know how to pray, there's really no better place to look than today's gospel. Because in this gospel, our Lord himself, God himself, the Son of God incarnate, teaches us how to pray. So I want to talk about one thing that we can learn from today's gospel on prayer. One lesson that we can take away. And this lesson is simple, and it is something that we can all put into practice and that we can all grow in our prayer life from. And that is based on the fact that our Lord, when the disciples go to him and ask him to teach them to pray, the first thing he does is he teaches them the Our Father. That's the first thing he does. He doesn't say, well, you have to get into a certain posture, or you have to start breathing a certain way. And he doesn't say that we should just say whatever comes to our hearts. No, he says, he gives them words to say. He teaches them a prayer. In our faith, we have what are called formula prayers. And a formula prayer is a prayer that we do not come up with on our own, but which is taught to us, and which we recite again and again, and eventually we memorize it. So the Our Father is a formula prayer, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, Grace Before Meals. We have lots and lots of formula prayers in our faith. And sometimes we can have this idea that real prayer is only when we use our own words when we're speaking to God. That real prayer is when we come up with our own words, not when we are reciting a formula prayer. But if we look at our gospel today, this is really not what our Lord is saying. In fact, the first lesson that he gives on how to pray is he gives us words to say. He teaches us a formula prayer. And he says, pray in these words. And we might think that the Our Father is the only formula prayer that our Lord taught us. But actually, if we think about it, any prayer which the church gives to us is a prayer that Christ himself has given to us. Because the church is the body of Christ. It is the mystical body of Christ. It is the continuing presence of Christ on earth. The church is Christ continuing to teach and to live on earth. And so when the church gives us a prayer, it is really Christ himself teaching us that prayer. And Christ tells us today in this gospel, he gives us a very simple lesson that if we want to learn how to pray, all we really have to do is to pray in the words that he teaches us, to pray in the words that he gives to us through his church. And so today I want to challenge everyone here to incorporate a prayer of the church into their own life, into their daily life, and to try to commit to praying this prayer of the church every day. So, what are some examples of a prayer of the church? One example would be what we're all doing right now, the Mass. The Mass is like the ultimate formula prayer. Because when we come here, we don't just make things up as we go. The church gives us the prayers to say. And the church gives the priest the prayers to recite. And so we come here and we recite the prayers of the church. We recite the prayers that Christ has taught us through his church. Another example would be the Holy Rosary. The Holy Rosary is a prayer that has been given to us by the church, given to us by Christ through his church. And when we pray the Rosary, we meditate on the lives of Jesus and Mary, and in meditating on their lives, we grow in our love for them. And throughout the centuries, the popes and the saints have prayed the Rosary and encouraged the faithful to pray the Rosary. And so the Rosary is an example of a prayer of the church which we can pray. Another example would be the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And the Divine Mercy Chaplet is also prayed on the Rosary. You can pray it on the same Rosary beads. And it is a prayer in which we implore God's mercy upon ourselves and upon the whole world, so that in asking for God's forgiveness upon us, souls will go to heaven. Because in our gospel today, our Lord says, "Ask and you will receive." So we ask for God's mercy, and we trust that he will be merciful and save sinners. And the good thing about these prayers is that they can be prayed anywhere. Me and Father Mike have prayed the Rosary several times lately in the car. A couple times lately, we've been swimming in parishioners' pools, and Father will all of a sudden say, "Well, let's pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet." So as we're swimming, we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And my point is, our Lord gives us these prayers through his church, and whenever we pray them, we are praying in the way that he taught us. And we are following his most simple advice when it comes to prayer. And so we should never be ashamed of praying the Rosary or praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet or these other simple prayers with which the church gives to us, because these are prayers which Christ has taught us, which Christ himself teaches us. And so I just encourage all of us today to choose a prayer of the church and to incorporate it into our daily life. And in doing so, we will be growing in our friendship with Christ. We will be growing in our union with God. And we will be following his words when he teaches us to pray in the words that he gives to us.